elements are only running from time to time, and they have more to do with the atmosphere. We do a lot of Earth observation in the International Space Station, which has to do with the environment. But we don't really do research which has to do with forecasting earthquakes on the International Space Station. Over. Yes, you can send me photos via ESA, the European Space Agency. Somebody has organized the contact for you, and via that person you can send me photos. I've been in Italy several times. I've visited, of course, the country, because you have a beautiful country and beautiful cities and beautiful history. And I've also been there in 99 for 3 months when we were conducting the operations for Kosovo. Over. Yes, we have the opportunity to communicate either via email or via IP phone. We have a kind of phone system here, and we can call our family and friends whenever we have a satellite communication. We are doing many experiments in the ISS, ranging from life science, so we are the subject, so we do science to see how our bodies can live and work in space for for longer times for future exploration. But we also do biology science, we also do science on new materials, on crystals, so we have a lot of different science experiments ongoing on the ISS. Over. Yes, during my flight we will have 2 experiments conceived by Italian schools that participated in a contest. One has to do with capillarity, and one has to do with mass measurement in microgravity. No, you cannot hear anything in space. Inside, of course, the ISS you can, but outside you cannot, because sound needs air to travel, or needs something to travel, and in space there is nothing. There is the vacuum, and sound cannot travel in the vacuum. Yes, sometimes, but mostly I wanted to become a pilot and I wanted to fly. And of course, flying to space is just flying a little bit higher and a little bit faster. So yes, I dreamt of becoming an astronaut when I was a child. Everything in space here is a little bit more difficult than on Earth. Drinking we do out of drinking bags, because otherwise, of course, all the water or our drinks float away. Eating we do out of cans or out of small bags. Sleeping, we sleep in a sleeping bag, because otherwise it would float away, and the sleeping bag is fixed to the wall. And showers we don't have. We can only wash with very little water, because water is very scarce here on the ISS. Until recently it was 3 astronauts, and now we have just gone to 6 astronauts. So we are living here permanently with 6 astronauts on board of the ISS. And this is the maximum that we, for the moment, can sustain. The name of Oasis for my mission reflects to water. Water is a very scarce thing here on the ISS, and we need to take good care of it. And we recycle a lot of water as well. And also on Earth, water becomes more and more a scarce resource. So we wanted to have something that connects the ISS to the Earth and to UNICEF, of course, of which I'm a goodwill ambassador. And UNICEF is also running the WASH campaign, which is a campaign for water, sanitation and hygiene that is still needed, because millions of children do not have access to clear and good drinking water. We will support UNICEF by giving messages from space and by drawing the people's attention to the necessity of good and clear drinking water.